students from the Minnesota State Academy for the Blind, and a handful of us got the opportunity to interview Bionic Taylor.
So Bionic is a music producer and musician. He is in the city of Minneapolis. He came to our school in November 2022.
Bionic has worked with artists from Phil Collins to Lizzo, and his work has been in Amazon's Invincible, Roadish, The Fast and Furious series, Power Rangers movie, NBA 2K video game series, and more. According to his bio on the Compass website, he has composed, produced, and collaborated on hip-hop, pop, R&B, blues, reggae, soul, and funk.
So the first thing we wanted to know was a little bit about him and how he got interested in music.
Okay, so my name is Bionic, and I'm a producer, composer, and performer from the Twin Cities. And I've been making music since I was about 12 years old. And how I got interested in music is a good friend in seventh grade asked me if I would play with him in the talent competition. And he had a guitar and I had a bass guitar, but I didn't know how to play it. And he showed me how to play a few notes, and we played a Jimi Hendrix song in the talent competition. And at the end, we got like a roaring applause after we played. Like the whole place stood up and went absolutely crazy. And then I said to myself, oh, I like this. I think this is something that I could do. So that's how I got started in music.
The next question we asked Bionic, how did you get started in the field of music and producing?
So when I was 18, I was helping out on a record that was being made. I was the assistant engineer, which basically means I plug everything in for the engineer who's recording. And I also pick up lunches, empty the trash, you name it, like anything that's asked of me. So I was working on a record with a Scottish guy named John Martin. And I played him a little bit of the music that I was working on when I was 18. And he let me use some of the sounds from his record. And I did like a hip hop remix of one of his songs and sent it to him in Scotland through the mail. There was no internet then. And then about a month later, I got a phone call saying that there was a plane ticket waiting for me at the airport for me to go to Glasgow, Scotland, and produce a record for this guy. And I said to him, I've never produced a record before. And he said, well, this will be your first one. So he just kind of took a chance on me. And then I went back to Scotland 12 times after that and recorded records with him, went on tour with him, recorded his live shows, and he became like a really good friend. So he was the person who kind of believed in me first when I was 18 and asked me to produce a record for him. So that's how I got started.
The bass drum.
The person that believes in you and see, you know, like really like can feel what your passion is, and then he just trusted me. So it was a big moment.
We noticed that Bionic was involved with several different genres, including rap, R&B, and hip hop. We asked him what was his favorite, if he had one.
Reggae music is my favorite kind of music, and it also had a lot to do with hip-hop being born. A lot of people from Jamaica and the Caribbean moved to New York City in the 60s, and their kids are the people who started hip hop. So reggae and hip hop go kind of hand in hand.
We also want to know, how did you get involved in producing music for videos and movies?
This is an interesting story, actually, because basically if you've been in the music industry for long enough, somebody has tried to rip you off. That's just kind of something that happens when you make art. Somebody claims your music is their music or whatever. And how I got involved for producing for videos and movies is a guy that I had been working with took some of my songs and submitted them to a show on HBO, and they got picked to be in this big show about 20 years ago. The show was called The L Word, and it's not around anymore, but it was a pretty big show at the time. And when I heard that my music was in the show, I had a lawyer I was working with call HBO and say, hey, I have the person who made this music and he didn't get paid for the show. And it was a big to-do, and HBO had to track down the person who had given them the music and cancel their contract. And then they did a contract with me and paid me the money instead. So the first time I had my music in a real big TV show on HBO, it was because somebody had claimed my music was their music and submitted it. So luckily I had a lawyer who helped me approach HBO, but they ended up just canceling the contract with the other person and doing a contract with me. And then what was funny about that is the people that licensed that music for the show, they ended up having other jobs at like MTV and different places down the road, and they contacted me again and said, hey, we liked your music that you did for the show a couple years ago, and we remember you were really easy to deal with. Even though you had gotten ripped off by that person, you weren't mad, you were totally nice, and we worked it out, so we're calling you again for more music. So those people ended up getting my music into lots of other shows and like video games and stuff. So that's how I got into my music being in films and TV. But no, I didn't sue or anything like that. I just decided to be really friendly and try to work it out. And when it did work out, that's what they remembered about me, that my attorney hadn't called up and been like, we're going to sue you. They just called up and said, hey, we have the owner of this music. What are we going to do about it? And they worked it out. So it definitely was lucky. But yes, it's all about how you kind of handle yourself. If you feel like somebody's done you wrong, just always be kind, always be considerate. And then chances are that's going to, you know, they say nice guys finish last, but guess what? They finish.
The next question Bionic was asked is if he had a favorite song or project he was involved in.
A couple things. One is, as a younger person, I got to work with some pretty famous hip-hop people, rappers that I listened to when I was growing up. And that really was like a big moment for me when I got to work with Ice-T and Too Short, in California, just because I had been literally like 9-10 years old listening to their records. And then, you know, 10 years later, I'm with them in my studio in California. And that was really amazing. And then one of my favorite projects, and I'm not just saying this either, but one of my favorite projects has been teaching for Compass, the arts organization that I work with now. And I swear I'm telling the truth that coming to MSAB and working with you all was like such a great experience. And you all were so talented and so invested in what we were doing. I really think MSAB might be one of like my favorite places I've ever taught or made music with people. So I want to just thank you, because you all supplied that for me. I really loved being there with you and the songs that we made.
Next up, we asked Bionic what he likes best about working with teens.
I really like working with younger people because they keep me inspired. You know, sometimes when you do something for a lot of years, like I've been doing music for a lot of years, you kind of tend to do things in a particular way. Like when I sit down in my studio and I start making some music, I kind of start in a similar way because I've done it so many times. But when I work with younger people, they don't have the same experiences that I do. And so they tend to do things a little differently. They start in a different way. They approach making music in a different way. And what that reminds me of is how many different ways there are to make art, and that there's no wrong way. So I like working with young people because it keeps me inspired, and it keeps me from getting too stuck in one way of doing things.
We also asked Bionic, what is your favorite music you listen to in your spare time?
Remember I said that reggae is my favorite genre, but I'm one of those weird people that likes to listen to like lots and lots of different music. So I like put on the radio in the car and I just hit the scan button. I don't even have like a favorite station. And when it hits a song or something that makes me feel something, then I listen to that. It could be cumbia music from Colombia, could be R&B, it could be pop music, it could be rock, it could be classical. It just kind of like depends on whatever moves me. And then I hit the stop button on my scan on my radio and I listen to that song. So I guess I'm kind of a random listener and I like music from all over the world. So it's kind of different every time. Some of my favorite artists that I have worked with would be, like I mentioned, like Ice-T and Too Short, Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5, Lizzo was a definite favorite. Let me think, who else? John Martin, he's the Scottish guy that trusted me when I was a teenager. And let me think, is there anybody else that would really, that you would know? Phil Collins, I got to work with. And then there's a lot more too. The guy that I'm working with right now, no one knows who he is, and I love working with him, and his name is Nathan Barlow. If I sat here long enough, I would keep thinking of people, because there's been a lot of them in, you know, 30 some years that I've been able to work with. I also got to work with a lot of really great blues musicians in Chicago, and that was a cool experience too, for those of you that know what blues music is. What was cool is I was watching a little of the Grammys, and I knew I had worked with three people that were on stage at the Grammys this year, and I was like, hey, that's, you know, I'm not getting a Grammy, but at least I've worked with all those people. Ice-T was on, I don't know if you noticed that, but and then some people from Los Angeles I've worked with got mentioned and brought up, and then Lizzo, this was her second Grammy, so that's good for me, because it just means music that I've worked on is associated with like big people. If you win a Grammy, you're like set for life, you know?
Finally, We asked Bionic if he had any advice for students who wanted to pursue music or music production.
So it's pretty simple advice. I think if you're making any kind of art, but especially music, you should just really, one, believe in yourself, because just the act of creating something, music or a painting or dance or a story or singing, just doing that is good for the universe. It's a positive act. You're making something just because you feel like you want to, and that's the best reason to do anything. So believe in yourself is first part of the advice. And the second part of the advice is follow your passions. Follow what you're passionate about. And those are the things that will, in the end up being a success for you, because you believed in it and you really felt strongly about it. And you were doing it for all the right reasons. You weren't doing it to please someone else. You weren't doing it to make money, to please your boss or your family. You were just doing it for you. So if you can really believe in yourself and follow your passions, I think you can do anything.
Bionic then went on to talk about the importance of collaborating with other artists to build your network and to have others to share ideas with.
So if you want to make art, collaborating is a great way to expand your ideas and expand your network of people that you know and people you trust and the artists that you like. It's good to be friends with other artists and other musicians so that you can share ideas that they'll understand. And also you can trust those people. Like, sometimes it's hard to sing in front of people, but if it's someone that you've collaborated with and you've made music with before, you build trust with them. And then that is somebody that is a really positive person to make your art with, if you can really trust them. So, and yes, you could go to a school. Or what I did is, instead of going to a school, I went and got a job at a recording studio, emptying trash and like picking up lunches, and just so I could be around other musicians, other producers, other engineers, and kind of absorb what they were doing. So yes, I think collaboration is key. And also, if you're passionate about what you're doing, you're going to find opportunities. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, I'm in a band. And you'd be like, oh, what kind of band are you in? Do you need a singer? Do you need a guitar player? Like, you're definitely going to find those opportunities if you're passionate about it. So, yes, I think there's no right way to do it. But going to school is a great way to get exposed. And if that isn't an option or you're not as interested in that, then I would say collaborate and make as much art with other people as you can. And then that's your network. Those are the people that will bring you jobs and bring you opportunities. And like I said, become your friends, basically. All my friends are like artists at my age. They're all people that are really into what they do and they're really passionate about what they do.
We'd like to say thank you to Bionic for all the information that was used in this podcast. We would also like to thank Bionic for letting us use his music. We heard four songs: Double Drip, Sonic Boom, Catch Me If You Can, and Crank It.